Yeah, and then you know what, Tony, there were several demands that the Trump administration had in place in order for Columbia University to restore its $400 million in federal funding. And just yesterday, Columbia agreed to those demands. They are, like you said, addressing anti-Semitism on campus. Also, Columbia implementing a mask ban for protests, giving campus officers the power to make arrests, and adopting a formal definition of anti-Semitism. The school agreed to changes just yesterday after President Trump withheld the $400 million in federal funding. It is a move that has already impacted Columbia researchers who say that their patients are actually the unintended victims. Meanwhile, a protest is planned tonight over the detention of Columbia grad student and pro-Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil. Yesterday, he appeared in a courtroom in Louisiana as his defense team works to get him out of federal custody. The judge issued a continuance in Khalil's immigration proceedings until April 8th. All to give lawyers a bit more time to prepare. Khalil, if you remember, was detained by federal agents earlier this month, then sent down to Louisiana, where he is still today. He has a green card and is a legal U.S. resident.